This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we got a returning guest, and I tell you, they've got to be excited since they passed a new law on January 1st for recreational marijuana. And we're going to be talking to the CEO and chairman of Blue Diamond Ventures. He's going to be on the show. You know, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. I was telling you about this stock last time they were on the show, back in November 30th. That time they were at 0009. Now they're at 113. That's up about 50%. And with us today to talk about his company, CEO and Chairman Joshua Alper. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Everett.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners since you've been on the show last 2 months ago. Give them a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you guys make your money.
Well, over the last couple of years, we've transitioned to being pretty much in the cannabis industry exclusively. We still have some legacy projects of land development and business development and other verticals. But there's been so much activity in cannabis, we've really reinvented ourselves as a cannabis company over the last 2-3 years. Now, in the cannabis industry, we have three main thrusts. One of those is land and real estate development, where we are doing building facilities for operators on a lease basis. We're building a facility and leasing it to them. Then we have our sanitation technology division that's been operating in Colorado for 4 years. And then we have our technology exchange with Israel, which is a brand new deal where we acquired 25% of Can10 North America, which is now a joint venture between Blue Diamond private investors and Can10 in Israel, to really bring education, medical conferences, targeted therapies, medical devices, all the wonderful stuff that's coming out of the Israeli cannabis market. We now have a new venture with them for North America.
Well, give myself and my listeners an update of what California means to your company, and now that it's emerging, into the market as of January 1st, and what that relates to your company.
Well, you know, Everett, my father used to say, where there's confusion, there's profit. And I can tell you, there's a lot of confusion in the California market. And for us, in some cases, the more complicated the situation, the better it is for us. Like, I'm in California right now speaking to you. I'm halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And what we're trying to do is help operators, help municipalities sort through all this regulation that's being put out, you know, in a very quick pace, and none of it's really finished. At the same time, people are trying to invest money and build facilities and get that first mover advantage.
Right, right.
And then at the same time that the recreational started on January 1st, a whole new set of medical laws came into effect. And so, you know, at Can10 and at Blue Diamond in general, because we're publicly traded, we're focused more on the real hardcore medical and science. So we're having an opportunity in California now to really partner with universities, really to bring clinical trials over here, really work on targeted therapies for seniors and things like that. While the whole world is going crazy on recreational, trying to figure out how they can produce it for 2 cents a gram, the real pharmaceutical people are recognizing the real margins and the profits are going to be in the high-end medical.
Absolutely. You know, how does your company protect shareholders from the legal uncertainties in the U.S. cannabis market?
Well, you know, one way we do that is by respecting the rights of public companies and what they can do. And that's what led us to the real estate development side. Everybody knows that one of the safest ways for investor money is to put it into real estate. We take a look at IIPR that trades on the New York Stock Exchange, which is basically a cannabis REIT. And of course, if you're watching the news these days, REITs are getting a tremendous amount of attention as a good place to put your money. The other thing that we're doing to protect, other than focusing on medical, is that if you look back at what we said on your show at the end of last year, even before Jeff Sessions announced the legal problems, we were already pivoting towards Canada. Our sanitation business is already working with about 10% of the growers in Canada. Our build-to-lease process is going. We've got one project that's signed and about three projects in progress in various states of being signed. And we've started a new company in Canada with CanTen. The CanTen North America is located in Canada. So the one way we're protecting ourselves from legal problems in the U.S. is by working in Canada. And we've seen that the Canadian stocks have been somewhat immune to some of the decreases in the market. And I think if you look, we're being treated more like a Canadian company at this point.
I was going to say, they're coming online July 1st, right?
Oh, yeah, July 1st, they're coming out with the recreational,
right,
which again gives us this ability to circle back and focus on the strict medical. Because it's endorsed by Health Canada in Canada, we've got insurance reimbursement coming, and once insurance reimbursement comes, that's when the real biotech moves start to happen.
I want my listeners to really take a look at Blue Diamond Ventures. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. I believe they're just about ready to turn the corner, and big things are going to happen for them in the first and second quarter of 2018. With us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Josh Alper. Josh, can you bring some news on our show today? What can we expect in the next 30 days?
Well, I actually can break some news. What we've been really focused, and if you go back and listen to the last time I was on the show, you'll see that I talked a lot about the sanitation technology. And Cannabis Clean, our company in Denver, is now, it's 4 years in business and 2 years in Colorado. And we've been working on the sanitation platform. You know, and if anybody knows the business of Ecolab, which is the company that handles sanitation for restaurants,
right,
they're a $3 billion business a year that specializes in one-stop shopping for restaurants. So we've partnered now, and this hasn't been announced anywhere, being announced on your show, that we've partnered with a group to create what we're calling CanSan. And CanSan is going to be a sanitation platform for the cannabis industry that uses sensors, it uses training, it certifies equipment. So when you buy a piece of equipment, it will be certified CanSan to be used in a cannabis facility. We're going to have training for workers, which CanTen from Israel is helping us develop. We're going to have training for workers to certify the workers. So Cannabis Clean will remain a building service contractor, the people that actually implement and do the cleaning. But the CanSan idea, and Blue Diamond will own 30% of CanSan on a global basis. And so what we're going to be able to do is take this sanitation platform. And in Canada, we're already working with a series of growers supplying all their supplies and equipment as a package. And so the CanSan effort, I think, will really transform our whole sanitation division. And even though there's business in cleaning, that has been proven really difficult to scale and to move to Nevada and to move to California. But as soon as we started looking at it as a platform of procedures and intellectual property and techniques and certified equipment, then it started to make sense to people. And so we're really, really excited. And we're just going to be announcing, we're actually just announcing the launch of it on your show.
Wow, that's amazing. And when do you think this platform is actually going to get into the different stores?
Well, basically what we've been doing is we've been working with growers quietly over the last 6 months to test out some of the technologies and strategies that we're going to be employing. And we've been working in Israel. If you look back at our press releases, we've been developing new sanitation protocols with our partners in Israel and proving these out in laboratories and farms at the highest levels. And so we think we have a platform that's going to respond to the biotech pharmaceutical cannabis world, as well as the medical programs that are less than that in some places, and even to be able to raise the standard for recreational. I mean, I'm in California right now. The recreational marijuana that's being sold in California today has no compliance or testing requirement. And it's because they're not ready with it. So, and as soon as they put in the compliance and the testing, 90% of the growers in California are going to be out of business.
Huh.
Because they won't be able to, they won't be able to comply.
Right, right. I was reading one of your press releases. You guys secured the rights to Orocan cannabis lighting. What is that all about?
Orocan is an induction light technology. And there was another company in the induction light technology, a company called iGrow some years ago. And I think, you know, I think from a scientific standpoint, this technique of lighting, most people think of HPS, high pressure sodium, and then they talk about LED.
Right.
And induction is something that's sort of in the middle. And in the industrial world, induction lighting is used a lot. So what we've done, the reason we chose Orocan, the reason we accepted that opportunity is because they have the engineering required to tweak these products for the cannabis industry. A lot of people are trying to take standard industrial products that are being produced in China and say, oh, this will work for cannabis or this will work for cannabis. But in the end, they're really not connecting it to the cannabis industry. They're just trying to take an industrial lighting product. So one thing that impressed us about Mayor Corrin, who's the owner of Orocan, is that his commitment to the industry. So we've got the first samples that are coming in right now. They're actually in the port for clearing. And these samples have already been promised to a series of growers in Canada and California and Michigan and Florida to do the pilot programs that will be required to prove to the industry the value of this lighting technology. So like most things, take a little bit of time to build up the confidence, but then once you can prove it, then the cost of the lights themselves is nothing. And these lights are actually less expensive than most of the lights on the market.
Josh, you've done it again. You've brought us up to speed. You've said a lot today. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Yeah, I'd just like to touch upon the fact that the recreational and the medical markets need to work hand in hand. And even though Blue Diamond is very active on the medical side, we are strong advocates of adult use and legalization. Because until we really have adult use and legalization everywhere, there will always be this stigma associated with cannabis as a medicine. And so we have to get the world and the community more attuned to the idea that cannabis is not a dangerous thing. People should have the right to use it. So you don't have to choose between medical and recreational. It's all part of the same package. This cannabis plant has dominated human beings for many years, and I don't see it slowing down. So the question is, who's exploiting who? In the meantime, cannabis has more energy and more money and more people that are committed to its evolutionary success than most things in the world.
Josh, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Take a look at Blue Diamond Ventures. They're on the upswing, I believe. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. Josh, again, I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thanks so much, Everett. I appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.